Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hey, sleepy babies in the L.A. area. Are people up for making a trek to L.A.? We're doing a live show, a live one-off at a new theater for us to perform at, the Dynasty Typewriter. It's in and around the downtown L.A. area. We're doing it on May 11th at 8 p.m.
We don't have a link yet, but get to that DynastyTypewriter.com and keep clicking on it until the link shows up, which
exactly.
It will.
And as you should be already, we hope you are following us on Twitter or in the Facebook group. As soon as we have the specific link, it'll go out there. So keep looking at our Twitter page and keep looking at the Facebook page and you'll see the link as soon as it's up. And it's going to be at DynastyTypewriter.com, May 11th in the LA area. See you there, sleepy babies.
We want to see your faces with our faces.
Honk shoe.
Honk shoe.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Improvised musical podcast with
Zach
and
Jess.
This one is
Jess.
Yeah, and I'm Zach. Hey, thanks for listening to our show.
We got Scott Passarella on the keys.
We got engineer Brett. We got producer Dana. We got a world record for, by world record, I mean we have a
personal podcast record. Number of people who will be talking on microphones in this show.
We are so excited to have these guys. They are the core cast of Hello from the Magic Tavern, one of our very favorite podcasts. Please welcome Matt Young, Arnie Niekamp, and Adel Rafai.
Core cast.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
This is super fun.
Yeah,
Corecast.
Corecast, baby.
That should be a new podcast. Corecast.
Welcome to Corecast, the podcast where we talk about apple cores and
Earth
things
cores.
Just cores.
Deep dive
working
into
your
the
core.
Movie, The Core.
You guys are you're doing the LA thing right now. You're doing tours. You're getting everyone over here up in your pod. Not everyone. There's too many of us.
Yeah, we're recording a bunch of stuff while we're in town for a few days. But my real passion is to join the Peace Corps.
Whoa!
Oh, that should be talked about on Corecast.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah. That works out great.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is for Corecast. We'd love to dive into that, but we have to save that for Corecast.
Okay, we should just do an episode of Corecast, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, we should. Now?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Welcome to Corecast. I'm your host, Core Reno, and this is my co-host,
Jessica Core.
Much better. Much better than what I did.
Today the core is...
We have Core Sorrel Core on the cores.
And today's core is the Peace Corps.
The Peace Corps. Talking about the Peace Corps with our guests.
Matt Young. So...
yeah. My real passion is to join the Peace Corps, but I probably won't do it.
This has been Corecast. Tune in next week when we talk about blasting that core with Arnie Niekamp. And the week after that, we talk about the Earth's Core with Adel Rafai. And as we say after every episode,
get to the core of things.
That's it. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, guys, really made great use of
hot
your time.
Hot pod.
Right off the presses. But
what does the Peace Corps do?
You go to another country and you give service for 2 years.
Cool.
And it was like...
Is it international or is it just something the United States is doing?
Like the United... It's a United States
it's
organization
US-based.
That goes international. I believe Kennedy started it.
Yes, that's correct.
And it was like... It's sort of like taking this idea other countries do of like you have to give 2 years of service. Like
Like when Israel makes
now we're really getting into it.
Right. But you can choose. But the idea is like, you know, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. You don't have to do that in a military setting. We don't have to make like all service thinking military. Why not? You could give to the Peace Corps. And also it's offshoot AmeriCorps, which does 2 years of service in America, doing things like rebuilding our national parks.
There you go.
To be in the Peace Corps, do you have to travel? Is that like you have to go to a third world country or can you do, I mean?
I think Peace Corps is exclusively international. Okay. I'm not sure. But I think I think that's what AmeriCorps is, separate from that.
I think if you want to do something locally, you just have to join a peace militia.
Sounds about right.
Every state is allowed to have their own peace militia. A well-organized peace militia. We cut to a small town in the middle of the United States where the peace militia is accepting new recruits of people that want to spread peace in their small town.
Come on, Sandy. Come on, Phil. Let's go help these people. Let's make sure this is the most peaceful town in all of Middle America.
Does everybody want a piece of peace? Does everybody want a piece of peace? We're gonna do all the work. We're gonna roll up our sleeves. Does everybody want a piece of peace?
I know I have to open up my mind. I have to find a way to be peaceful and kind. I want to bring peace here to America's shore. I'm gonna give and give and give till I can't give anymore.
Does anybody
want a piece of peace?
Peace of peace.
Does anybody want a piece of peace?
Get a piece of peace.
Together there's no way that we can't have a national reach. Does anybody want a piece of peace?
Well, I work in the factory and I put in a lot of hard labor.
Hard labor!
But recently I've been thinking about how can I serve my neighbor?
Serve my neighbor!
You know, I sit around the house, I just kind of sit around and linger.
Around and linger!
But how can I help the world by raising up two fingers?
All you gotta do is anybody
want a piece?
You gotta join the peace militia.
Does anybody want a piece of peace?
Get into it, would ya?
Put up your two fingers. Your heart, it just has to believe. Does anybody want a piece of peace?
Piece of peace.
Oh, I don't know how I'm gonna do this. I'm so afraid. Oh, Samantha, will you join the peace militia with me? I don't know if I have the strength to do it.
Oh, come on, Philip. Of course you do. Anybody can have the strength to be peaceful. You just have to be well organized and ready to be called upon at any moment.
But I've spent all my years just playing Xbox games like Call of Duty and Overwatch, where I just kill people and kill people and kill people. Peace isn't in my nature.
Sure it is. You just have to unlearn all these terrible, violent habits.
What?
Yeah. We all start peaceful, Philip, and then we let ourselves morph and get distorted by the world and by stress and by competition.
Wow, I never thought about it that way. But I guess you're right. I guess I can learn to be better again.
Yeah, it's more about undoing.
I can undo what I've done so far.
Go back to being a baby.
My mind doesn't have to be distorted and marred.
Go back to being.
I can be the peaceful baby born into this world.
Go back to being a baby.
Finally, my peaceful self will be fully unfurled. Wave that peaceful flag. Your kindness back.
Fill it up.
Find a way to be the person I always knew I could be.
You just have to go back to being a baby.
Wow. If I just put on these diapers that my little brother wears.
Sure.
And join the peace militia, everyone will accept me for being the peaceful boy I always knew I could be.
It's worth a try.
Look at that cool guy in diapers.
Wow. Hey, everybody.
I never thought that a man could be like that man, just wearing diapers, walking through the street, being peaceful, but he's making me want to turn a new leaf.
Chad, you need to be more vulnerable.
Hey, everybody. Here's some fruit. Oh. And here's some money.
Oh. Here. Thanks for the money.
Thanks.
I don't like fruit.
I also hate fruit, but I love money.
Oh, well, money's the most popular way to make things peaceful, right?
Oh, no, Philip. And all of you. No, that's not right. You gotta strip this away and think about when your eyes couldn't focus beyond a few feet. Think about how your mom and dad were the only humans you did meet.
I get it. Thinking about how I could just depend on my parents. And when you put your hands in front of an object, it was gone, 'cause I had no object permanent.
Yes, wave your peaceful flag.
Wave it,
fill your peaceful bag.
We am a little baby.
Get back to dependence, and I think maybe we'll all be more peaceful when we start acting like a baby.
Todd, Ralph.
Yeah?
Xbox sales are way down.
Xbox?
Xbox?
Deus Ex Boxica.
Deus Ex Boxica.
What we say at the GameStop.
That's right. Now,
but even the new slim versions?
Even the tiny version that you would mistake for a easy-to-access cookbook.
Huh.
The very slim one.
My mom loves the slim version.
Yeah, mine too. Listen, our GameStop is going to go under if we don't sell more Xboxes. I know that we don't really have a whole lot of control over Xbox as a whole, just as employees of this GameStop, but I think we gotta do something, man. This town's getting too peaceful.
Yeah, we're part-time GameStop employees that are just really invested in how well the company's doing.
Yes, Todd, you're right, because at GameStop, you are the game. I am the game.
Ding,
we
ding,
are.
Ding, ding, ding.
Someone
just customer, welcome.
Welcome.
Oh, hi.
Don't stop coming in to GameStop.
I'm just browsing. I'm just
gonna look. Buy an Xbox. Buy one. You want one.
Xbox Slim?
Get it in your life. A slim one?
Xbox Mega?
Want a big one? One that's too big?
Are these Pop Vinyls on sale?
Why is everyone obsessed with Funko Pop Vinyls?
I don't understand the appeal of them. They all look vaguely the same. Don't you want variety in your decor? You know what? Get out of here.
What? Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Ding, ding, ding.
We're doing this wrong. We don't need to sell Xboxes. We need to force people to have Xbox.
Yeah. We need to invade people's homes and leave Xboxes.
Yes, we need to be like some sort of divine force, just swooping in at the very end, putting Xboxes in
like
people's...
Like Deus Xbox.
Exactly. We got to Deus Xboxica. We've got to Deus Xboxica. We do it during Christmas, and also during Hanukkah, and all over the year we're going to Deus Ex Boxica.
Digital is a thing that you can play.
It is.
You can spend all of your day
24 hours.
You know something that you can download for your Xbox. Quiplash by Jackbox.
By Quiplash on your Deus Xboxica. Some slick product placement. Deus Xboxica. Jackbox Games is on the Deus Xboxica. You've got to Deus Xboxica.
Well, I've realized everyone in town has been in some sort of peace mode, and I feel like we need to unlock some sort of violence cheat code. I think it goes up, up, down, down,
left, right, left, right.
Select, start, up, up, down, down, left, right. Select, start.
That's a god mode, Deus Ex Boxica.
Got a Boxica.
You got a Deus Ex Boxica.
Buy one for Hanukkah.
We're gonna give one to everybody in this town, even if they scoff, because we're going micro hard, not micro soft. Deus Ex Boxica.
Hey, Dad. Dad.
Yes?
I've got to get up in the attic and get all my baby stuff down.
Well, are you sure you want? I mean, we don't have all of it left. We gave a lot of it to Goodwill.
Yeah, but whatever we've got, I got to spread peace in this town.
All right.
And the only way I can do it is getting back to being a baby.
Well, I guess that's one way to do it. Sure, let me...
Did my little boy say something about getting back to being a baby?
Yeah, Barbie wants to go up in the attic.
Oh, can I make you a sandwich? Can I mush it up and feed it to you?
Oh, yeah, if you mush it up. But Mom, babies can't eat sandwiches. But mushing it up would be perfect.
Yeah, how old are we talking here?
Yeah, how big of a baby are you going to... Oh, my sweet baby's finally coming home. Oh,
are you moving back in?
Because let him move him back. Let him move back in.
We did turn...
Daryl, let him move back in.
Barb, I turned the... Is that my big brother? Back to the house?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm going to be a big baby from now on.
What?
I'm going to dress like a baby and act like a baby, and Mom's going to feed me mushy food.
But I'm the youngest kid in the family.
Not anymore.
You can be a littler baby, too, if you want, Tyler. Oh, my two babies, my dreams. Stay my little babies, and I'll hold you, and I'll cuddle you, and you'll never leave Mama again.
Brother, I'm the baby of the family. Do not take the one thing away from me that I have. You gotta be the oldest. Stay being the oldest.
I have to do this. I have to do it to save this town.
However young you can go, I can go younger. Tyler, Philip, do not have it. Any young you can go, I can go younger right now in this living room.
No, do. I love it. I love watching my boys compete to be my sweet baby.
I can be the youngest. I can be younger than you. It doesn't matter to me how young I get. It doesn't matter how far I get. It doesn't matter what I do.
I can be younger. I can be younger better than you. No matter how underdeveloped you are, I can be too. I meant T-O-O, but also T-W-O.
Any young, you can be younger.
And I love it, I love it.
Any young, you can be younger.
And I love it, I love it.
Oh, Grandpa just walked into the room. It's lunchtime, I guess he has hunger. Oh, Grandpa, don't get involved with this. Any young, you can be. I can be younger.
I can, but I can. I say, if you want to go younger, you want to be even maybe more teeny-eeny, well... Grandpa fought in World War II, but I can still be a preemie. I can go as young as they come, and I can come as young as they're young. And I heard a philosopher say, you can be young. I think it was young. I hate that this fight is coming between us, but if I have to, I will become a fetus. Anyway, that you can be young, I can be younger.
Well, I say, your bet. It's quite a bit of extortion. I can go so fucking goddamn young, I might as well be a fucking abortion.
Grandpa, take your meds.
I'm sorry.
Now I'll never admit that I gave up. You'll never out of this challenge squirm. 'Cause I'm gonna go split myself into an egg and then a sperm.
This is getting so crazy. It's going in a weird direction. If they were any younger, we would literally be the moment before conception.
Just a twinkle in the eye.
Any young, you can be younger.
I can be younger.
I love it, I love it.
I can be the youngest yet that you have ever seen. We'll go back to Elizabethan times and I'll kneel before the queen. It doesn't matter to me, I'll be youngest yet. I'm gonna be the one that wins this bet. I'm the youngest you'll ever meet.
Aw, come here, my babies. And Grandpa, please eat a sandwich and take your meds.
Well, I think he was talking about time travel, not getting younger. I'll take my meds.
Grandpa, stop coming into the room and talking about abortion.
Times are
someone
changing,
has
Grandpa.
To. Someone
no,
has
they
to.
Don't. They don't have to have that. Oh, everyone, let's just take a moment.
I'm sorry that got so heated, Dad.
It's okay, Philip.
I just, all I really meant was like, I just want to sit in a car seat and wear diapers and just be a little baby again.
Aww. What is the ultimate goal of this again?
To bring peace into the world by showing everyone they don't have to believe in their violent ways.
By returning to the innocence of youth, I understand.
If people see me out in the town square sucking my thumb and shaking a rattle, won't they all just want to put down their guns and stop shooting each other?
I think it's the best idea a little baby's ever had.
You just have severe empty nest syndrome.
I'm sorry, big brother.
Tyler still lives here.
I know, but clearly Tyler's not kicking it for you. Yeah.
Sorry, big brother. You know what? If you want to be younger, you can. And I guess I'll just become the big brother and I'm going to go out into the workplace.
Well, I guess that's good for you, Tyler. I'm ready for you to go out. But as long as you need to stay here, I... Head of Microsoft will have room for you here at this home.
I'm so proud of my son, the head of Microsoft.
Thanks, Dad. It's all because of the groundwork you laid.
Well, I'd like to think so.
Fought in the war, so
I didn't
myself have
a pat
to.
On the back.
Yeah, for sure. Meanwhile, at the science lab across town, well, we've almost developed this method for time travel.
Yes. Who would have ever guessed that it was motivated by guilt?
Yes. Oh, if we could go back into the past and change our wrongdoings, then we, the scientists of Gary, Indiana, will be able to solve all the problems of this town.
I just sort of feel like we've never been taken seriously as scientists of Gary, Indiana. The rest of the scientific community doesn't, they look down on us, and finally this is our opportunity to show that we have something to offer.
Yes, it's like, oh, do you work in CERN? No, then you're nothing. No, we do good science here.
We do good. Good, hard-working science
good
here.
Science. We do great science here in Gary, Indiana. Gary, Indiana.
Let's say it once again. We do. Small town science is important science too. Small town science is good science normal folk can do. It doesn't have to be big. You don't have to be a decider in some fancy big place with a large hadron collider. You can do small town science.
Small town science.
We can all offer up something for the brain.
Small town science. Small town science.
I'm putting baking powder in this volcano. Isn't that insane?
It's good.
I want a science that will wave and say hi when you walk by. I want a science that doesn't mean you have to lock your doors. I want a science that knows its neighbor's names. I want a science that doesn't have cable.
Yeah, you're talking about
small town science. Small town science.
A science with spotty cell reception. We're talking about
small town science. Small town science.
We are going to change your time and space perception.
Yes.
And it's not wrong, no, I won't apologize. If I want to live my science where we all say hi and we have sock hops and bake-offs and children can play and the sun shines for one more hour every day.
That's right, there's
small town science. Small town science.
And the science we do will never cause anyone harm.
No.
Because it's
small town science. Small town science.
In Gary, Indiana, everyone eats chicken parm.
Yes.
In Gary, Indiana, everyone eats chicken parm.
Lunchtime.
Clyde, before you go to lunch, can I talk to you for a second?
Oh, sure.
I heard you're heading up the time travel team.
Oh, yes. You know, we have this time travel thing, and we've actually perfected it, but it doesn't feel small town science. Mm-hmm. I was just going to kind of scrap the whole thing.
Oh, well, no, don't scrap it. I mean, I think Michael Jackson was born here, right?
In Gary, Indiana?
I think so.
Yes, I think everyone knows that. That's the one thing they
Gary,
know about
Gary, Indiana?
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, I just heard someone
Would you like me to say
Gary,
it
Gary, Indiana?
Again?
Gary, Indiana.
Ah, thank you for saying it.
Sure.
Well, I want to put us back on the map. I feel like we haven't had a hit in a while, right?
Since Michael Jackson,
mm-hmm. And he's been dead sometimes, so why don't you keep working on the time travel team? I mean, what have you got so far? How's it work? Where can we go? Can we go to Elizabethan times?
Mm-hmm. So far, we can only go to Elizabethan times.
Have you been?
Yes.
Is it like a Connecticut kid in King Arthur's court situation?
Or? Yeah, I mean, the main thing?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, it smells so bad.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go.
Yeah.
And there's a lot
chamber
of
pots.
A lot of bugs.
Yeah.
A lot of chamber pots. Mm. And then I came back because I got a lot of weird stares right away, right out the gate.
Mm.
People were not into what the flavor that I was putting down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Well,
so keep working on it.
Keep working
on it. Are you saying that we should bring specifically back Michael Jackson or just a Michael Jackson-like event?
A Michael Jackson-like event. I think we've all had enough of Michael Jackson. He had his time on Earth.
Yeah, I think we did. I think we did good.
Steve, could I talk to you when you're done talking?
Yeah, I'll leave.
Yeah, I'm done. Yep.
Hey, Steve, I just want to talk to you a little bit about some of the things you've been saying to some of the scientists here.
Mm, okay.
First of all, you're bringing up Michael Jackson in like every conversation.
Oh, he was born here, I think.
He was born
got a
here.
Hometown pride.
Yeah, sure. Well, first of all, Steve, you're not even.
Sorry,
from...
what town are we talking about?
Gary, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana.
Look, it doesn't matter if we're Gary, Indiana. It just matters that we're not Louisiana.
Can you just
or Paris, France,
New York, or Rome? Will you let me say it once again?
Oh, one more time.
Gary, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana. That's what we're talking about.
My home, sweet home.
Also, you keep butting your nose into this time travel experiment, and you clearly have a pretty spotty sense of history.
Well, that's why I want to go back in time, is because I have no knowledge of history. You know, I slept through history class. And
sorry to come back in one more time.
Yeah.
You both want chicken parm?
Yes.
Oh, duh.
I'm putting in the order for lunch. I just want to make sure I get everyone's lunch order.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone eats chicken parm.
Everyone eats in chicken parm.
Gary, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana. Gary, Indiana. We all eat parm.
What will happen in the second half of this musical? Will time travel affect the peace militia? Will that young boy becoming a baby solve all the problems of this gun-crazed town that we have?
Will everyone wake up with an Xbox Slim?
Find out when we return to the second half of... of... Barely Indiana, the musical.
Determination.
Hustle.
Thrilling action.
Rec League basketball.
Dun 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 dun.
3-point shot.
Dun dun dun
dun dun dun
dun dun dun. Y'all ready for this ad? Pistol Shrimps Radio is back wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
If you don't know the show, Mark McConville and Matt Gorley from Super Ego and a million more great podcasts like I Was There Too record live from the Los Angeles Women's Rec League basketball. You know Matt Gorley. He was on our show.
You guys, can I just tell you some personal info? I used to be in this league, and I had to leave because it was too intense.
It was too intense.
It was too thrilling.
You were basketballing too hard.
I was balling too hard, and I balled so hard that I jammed my finger, and I got scared and never returned.
Ball so hard, and I got jammed my finger.
So, guys,
first jam my finger.
Real. This is a real scene for those of you listening outside of LA. It is wild. There are dancers. There is drama. There are stakes. People care. They call the courtside action as it happens, whether they know anything about basketball or not. And guess what? They do not. Just like Mark and Matt, this show is really funny. They make ridiculous, absurd color commentary and cheer on pistol shrimp athletes like
Aubrey Plaza,
Stephanie Allen,
Maria Blasucci,
and Amanda Lund.
All the best athletes that are playing basketball and that are on this team.
Get in on the most thrilling, almost sports event of the season with Earwolf's most ignorant sports announcers.
Subscribe to Pistol Shrimps Radio now in your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever
you listen. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Y'all ready for ad being over?
Swish.
4 points.
Nope.
It's a double shot.
Doesn't exist.
Welcome back to the second act of Barely Indiana, where Philip is trying to inspire peace in his town and then peace the militia by being a baby. Will he be thwarted by the Xbox guys? How does time travel enter into it? What's going on in Gary, Indiana?
Besides people eating chicken parm.
Find out now.
Hey, everyone. I'm just going to sit here in this giant car seat.
What's this man doing in the center of town?
And I'm going to poop into my diaper. And my mom's going to come, and she's going to check me in a little bit.
Oh, I think this is improv everywhere. Go on.
And I'm going to shake this rattle, and you're going to see that my way is the best way. My way is the best way. Your minds I will eventually sway. Because my way is the best way. Allow your heart to open up. Drink it in. Yes, fill your cup.
He's drinking from a tiny cup. Did he do that? Did he? Said to fill the cup, but his cup is sippy.
He's saying his way is the best way.
It makes me want to put down my gun.
That's right. You don't have to kill, because this cup will never spill.
I'm out here on the street with my gun. Always got a fever to kill, but my anger and my desire to shoot my guns usually 'cause I had a drink that you spilled.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I've been stockpiling guns over there on my ranch, but I feel like I should maybe shift gears to this young man's vision and grab an olive branch.
His way is the best way. His way is the best way.
I know these visions of hate. You keep on having them, but put away your rifle and your Magnum.
At first, I thought this guy telling me what to do was insane, but I've come to realize I needed peace, baby, splained.
I was here, we all were here, we all were ready to battle, but he changed our minds and hearts by just shaking a rattle. His way is the best way.
There's a peace baby coming.
His way is the best way.
There's a peace baby coming. And I don't want to seem like a fool or rude, but I'm gonna suck snot out of his nose with a tube.
'Cause his way is the best way.
Philip, oh my gosh, I'm so proud of you. Look at what you've done. You've started to transform the town. But Philip, I think we're into something deep here. I woke up this morning and there was an Xbox just sitting on my bed.
What?
And I didn't buy it. And I asked my roommates, and they didn't buy it. And I called Amazon, and they didn't deliver it. And they don't deliver into bedrooms. And it's not Christmas or Hanukkah. So, Philip...
Are you an Amazon Prime member? They might be a different service.
I tried. Of course I'm Amazon Prime. Got to be. I just couldn't... They said, no, you have no orders, and you know they have amazing customer service. But... Philip, I think that, like, we're starting to draw the ire of something here with our peaceful baby ways. Why would someone put a violent, violent Xbox on my bed?
Samantha, I'm so scared for both of us. But we have to be strong. We can't waver.
You're right. We gotta just cry in the face of this like a baby would.
That's right. When we face a problem in this life, we have to apply the same logic we have to this peace problem. We've got to cry. Samantha, can you cry for me?
I can, but what if that's not enough? What if we're taking this baby thing too literally and too far?
Oh.
And we're actually not doing enough work?
Oh my gosh. I just wanted to do it because I thought you'd be impressed.
I was impressed. I was impressed just by your desire to be peaceful.
Well, then maybe we should do something more active. Maybe we don't need a literal diaper. Maybe we don't need a literal rattle. But maybe we need to shake things up and let the shit fall where it may.
We take you to Elizabethan England as Clyde comes through a portal.
Watch this, then.
Hello. I know, everyone. Okay, everyone, chill.
What's he wearing?
What is he wearing?
My name is Clyde.
Clyde.
Clyde. Like an animal hide.
I guess like an animal hide.
We have an English rhyming game.
Clyde.
Oh, is that how?
I am Henry, father of Elizabeth the Queen. Oh. I am the king father now. I've given the throne over to her. What are you doing here in our time? You are clearly some sort of demon from another period in history.
I am not a demon. I am a scientist.
I recognize your clothing as being from the 21st century, 500 years ahead of us.
Oh, my God.
That's why he's king.
Hey, where are you from, Clyde?
I'm from a small town not yet to be discovered called Gary, Indiana.
Oh, Gary, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana?
Never heard of it, but can I get you some Cornish hen parmesan?
Wait, what did you say?
Also, can I get you some Cornish hen parmesan?
We call it corn parm here.
I know what I can do that will make you trust me.
And let me introduce... I'm sorry.
Oh, hello.
Let
me introduce myself. A man from the shadows. Hello.
Sorry.
I'm a courtesan.
I'm Michael. I'm Michael, son of Jack.
Michael the courtesan, son of Jack. Michael, son of Jack?
Michael, Jack's son.
Yes, I...
Yes, this is Jack's son, Michael.
And he's never known anyone to find that very complicated.
No, it's not. We do names slightly different where I'm from. It just took me a second. I'm on board now.
You said you could do something to gain our trust?
Yes, well...
Do you not have names in the future? Do we need you to go over the ABCs?
No, we have names.
Who are the Strokes?
The what?
Who are the Strokes? It's printed upon your chest.
Oh, yes. Sorry. They're a band.
Yes, please tell us everything you know about the Strokes.
Oh, I would love to.
I'm so excited to hear about future stuff. I imagine it's easy to do.
Well, years from now, after your children are born, there is a magical band that plays with the power of the storm. When they play their guitars, lutes as you would call them, it brings the thunder and lightning, and strokes is what we call them. The strokes. Magical, magical, musical folks. They are the strokes. Magical, magical, musical frogs. And you have a drum I see over there. That is the court jester. And we have drums in my time as well, but our drums are the best, sir. You see, the drums that we have would make you wake up alive. For you play a single drum and our drummers play five. They are the strokes. The bass and the toms and the cymbals. The strokes. Those magical, magical musical folks. That's basically what the Strokes are.
Oh. Is this it?
What's up?
Is this it? That's the innocent.
No, I was going to say, I have a way to innovate your favorite food, corn parm, in a way that you will love. And all I ask in return is the life of that man, Michael, son of Jack, to return with me to my time. You say you're a courtesan?
Oh, yeah.
You know, now that I think about what my boss specifically asked for, I don't need to bring you back per se. I just need to do something.
No, please, take him, please.
Yeah, take him, won't you?
Take him, he's yours. Well, as King of England, I declare that Michael, son of Jackson, is yours.
Yeah, because he doesn't speak in high British and he's not Cockney. We're not sure what he is.
Yeah, you know, Jack, he's got other sons and daughters. You know, he doesn't necessarily need Michael.
Sure. How many? How many siblings does he have?
Well, I think there's, I think he has seven siblings, yeah.
Seven? Huh.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it seems like Jack really only cares about five of them, and then it seems like, man, he really only cares about Michael, but he just had a daughter. Oh, she's the apple of his eye.
Mm, good. Yes. Do you have tomatoes?
Yeah, we got tomatoes.
Have you ever mashed them up?
I mean, yeah, but that just makes tomato mash.
Put that tomato mash on your Cornish ham.
But we usually reserve that to throw at the players.
I know. Don't throw it at the players. Mash it up. And there's one more thing. You have milk?
Of course we have milk. Yes.
Leave it around.
Oh.
Just leave it around.
Yeah, we already got Parm. What are you saying?
Oh, yeah. Use Parm. Use Parmesan cheese.
Yeah, we're making...
Were you going to tell us how to make cheese?
Hold on.
Like we're a bunch of assholes who don't know how to make cheese.
Do you have wheat?
Are you going to tell us how to find a chicken now?
Take the wheat and mill it into a flour.
Yeah,
bake that wheat into bread. Small town science.
Just because you're from the future, you think you're so much smarter than us.
Yeah, you really only did the tomato mash is what we didn't have.
Return back to your time.
Come on, I don't even want to take Michael. I'm leaving him here.
Where everyone's name is a number.
No, take Michael. Oh, darn it.
Oh, he went away. That was my best friend.
Xbox people.
Yeah.
Listen, let's talk about how... Let's all like recap what we have done today.
Let's talk about box, baby.
Let's talk box.
Talk box.
Talking box. I left an Xbox. I had enough money to buy like two.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Customer.
Hello.
Stop.
Buy an Xbox.
Buy a game.
GameStop.
I wanted to find a game for my son. And do you have Tiny Wings?
Let me check, see if we have Tiny Wings.
Do you have...
Wouldn't your son like something like Gears of War or something a little more visceral?
That's very scary.
You know what? We have a game that's very similar to Tiny Wings.
Was it?
Murder Wing, Blood Flight.
No, I don't
Flight
want
of
that.
The Murder Wings.
No, do you have Star Wars Angry Birds?
Yeah, let me check. Wait, do we have a physical copy of Star Wars Angry Birds in the store?
That's a mobile-only game.
My son wants to play Star Wars Angry Birds, so I came to
listen,
this
game. Listen, all we have are violent games and Jackbox games, so there's two types of games we have.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't think he's old enough yet for Jackbox games, but
a family-friendly filter.
I'm counting down the days so he can read, so we can play Jackbox games as a family.
We have Space Murder Birds.
No, I don't need that.
Listen, can I ask you a question?
Nine vinyl figurines.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Your son...
Yes.
Raising him so hard, right?
No, it's soft and sweet.
Isn't it? It's so hard, though. Isn't it hard?
Micro hard.
Isn't it little and hard?
I think it's macro soft and sweet.
Oh, it's macro soft.
We gotta micro harden these people.
Because the most important thing with being a parent is, sure, you can get caught up in the minutia, but it's important to zoom out and be micro soft and realize they'll only be children for a brief moment. You'll only have them, and to just cherish that time and realize...
Wouldn't it be better just put him in front of a screen, though? Put him in front of a screen and put a controller in his hands.
Well, sometimes I let him have a tiny bit of screen time because I'm not a Luddite. I understand that the world is moving, and he should be exposed to some screen time, but I like to make sure it's imaginative, fun, playful, learning-based if possible.
All ding, right, ding. Hi.
Hello.
I'm a 14-year-old boy who's trying to be a big boy man and find a job.
Tyler, we know who you are.
Hey, that's right. I buy my games here.
You have a membership here.
Yeah.
You tried to sell me a copy of Shadow of the Colossus and said it was worth $72.
Well, it's a good game.
It's a good game.
But they just remastered it.
I mean, we have a new copy for the PS4. I can't buy it for... Anyway, hi, Tyler. What's up?
No, you shouldn't have to be a big boy yet.
You should still be macro soft. I swapped roles with my big brother. He's now a young brother, and I'm going to be a big boy man, and I'm going to get a job here at GameStop, a place I know a lot about.
Well, excellent. We are hiring right now because we're always hiring, and we have just crazy turnover. But here's your first job.
Okay. How many hours do I have to work to get my own apartment?
In this town?
Yeah.
12 a week.
12 a week?
Yeah, we pay really well.
Are these Disney Infinity figures on clearance?
What? No. The Disney stuff is never on clearance.
Yeah, but they quit making this. I'm only gonna
get out of here. You know too much.
Nice one, Tyler.
Listen, Tyler, that's really good. I need you to do one more thing.
Okay, I'll do whatever I have to do.
Sneak this Xbox pocket into that woman's back pocket.
Okay.
All right, and just this vinyl figurine?
Okay.
Beep.
Thank you.
I'm gonna do a reverse pickpocket pocket.
And oh, let me just look in my purse. There's a lozenge way at the bottom. Zinc. Nope, this is my pocketbook.
Did you just say the metal zinc?
sorry. Shh, Tyler, get back over here. You did it. Oh, I don't know how she didn't catch you, but you did it.
No, just, these are my Kleenexes.
When I get so nervous, I start to just say
recite
like
the periodic table.
Nope, yeah. These are two lipsticks. Three chapsticks and a lip gloss. Wait a second. Maybe I left one of my lozenges in my pocket. Let me just reach into my pocket.
Be cool.
Nope, not in the one on the right, so it's not worth checking the one on the left. Goodbye, GameStop boys. And remember, try to be macro soft.
Hey, ma'am.
Yes, big boy Tyler.
We're GameStop men.
You're right. But I hope you hold on to your innocence, Tyler. Goodbye, ding-a-ling-a-ling.
The woman rang her own bell on the way out. It's different than the store bell. Oh. Well, you did a great job on your first day.
Thanks. I think she saw what I was doing, but just wanted to be supportive.
I mean, maybe. What's important is that there's an Xbox in that household now. And where there is an Xbox, there is violence. And when there is violence, there is profit for GameStop.
I didn't hear the first part of this plan, but I intuited that we're just sneaking Xboxes into people's houses.
God, you're so good.
You're so smart.
You're so smart.
I'm such a big boy.
So intuitive.
Welcome back, Clyde. You're just in time for lunch. Oh my gosh, why are you so smelly?
It just smells real bad over there. It just does. Guys, They're so united over there in Elizabethan times.
Oh, really?
They really are.
No issues of class?
Well, I mean, it's either that they're united or they just have like a very set structure that everyone kind of goes with.
And you're saying it smells worse there than it does here in Gary, Indiana?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty bad.
I mean, guys, it's the farm industry. Most of here is the farm industry. There's going to be some smell. I mean, like, I get it, but we gotta have the chicken farm. Without the chicken farm.
Did someone say chicken parm?
Well, that's what I wasn't going to say. Without the chicken farm, you can't have the chicken parm.
Sorry to step on your dick there. I'm going to go back to work.
That's okay. Guys, is that guy's sayings make anyone else just a little uncomfortable?
I'm just glad for once you didn't talk about Michael Jackson.
Yeah, me too. Oh, I could have brought back what I think was an Elizabethan courtesan version of Michael Jackson. I didn't because it felt like kidnapping through time.
No, I'm sorry. Cortisone. Is that like a steroid, like a cortisone shot? That's cortisone.
Cortisone is a high-paid prostitute.
Yes, oh, exactly. Cortisone. You say cortisone, I say cortisone.
Let's call the whole thing sex workers. A noble profession as old as time. Some would say the oldest profession.
You say courtesan, I say courtesan. Let's call the whole thing sex workers. You say courtesan, I say courtesan.
Let's say the whole thing sex workers.
It's just a person who's trying to pay their bills. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just a person who gets paid to give sexual thrills. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We don't need to look down on prostitutes.
Nope.
We're just busy making time travel here at our science institutes.
It just seems pretty very crystal clear to me. The best way to ensure safety is to regulate the sex industry. Legalize it.
You say ladies of the night. I say steroids.
What?
Yeah, that's right. Because you say cortisone, I say cortisone. Let's call the whole thing words.
Well, this has been a funge lunch break. Back to science.
That's right.
Thank you so much for answering the door. My name is Philip, and this is my friend Samantha.
Hi.
Hi.
You may know me as Philip the baby man from the center of town.
And you may know me as Samantha, the supportive maybe love interest.
You know me as Pete the mailman. Here's your mail. A big old box for you. So go. Bye.
Sorry to interrupt, Pete. Samantha and
abortion is legal.
Samantha and I.
Is that just an old man walking down the street? Oh, someone should help. Oh, that's your grandpa, Philip. We gotta tend to him later. Sir, can you open this box and let us see if it's an Xbox or not?
Sure.
I mean, I'm expecting a crock pot in the mail, but...
Okay.
We've been going door to door trying to stop people from getting Xboxes because they promote violence.
Yeah, or at least Xboxes that they didn't ask for.
Yeah.
I don't see how a former box can promote violence.
That's okay. You're a little confused. It's not an E-Xbox. It's just an Xbox.
It's a gaming system.
That's right.
A gaming system?
Great. We don't have to worry about this guy.
Slam. Let's go to the next door. But while we're running over there, did you say... maybe love interest?
Well, yeah, I guess it sort of slipped out. I don't know. We were just trying to get to that guy's heart, and I just wanted him to understand our dynamic, and I didn't know exactly what we were, so I just said maybe.
I think we should change that maybe to a definitely.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
My love for you is deep and infinite.
Here, have a seat.
It's no longer a maybe, it is definite.
Have a plate of spaghetti.
I just want to gaze in your beautiful eyes.
Maybe she's born with it, maybe it's maybe love.
I don't want you to wonder, it should never be a surprise that our love.
Here's your silverware.
Is real. And everything that I feel,
I fell in love with a baby, and now we're definitely not maybe in love.
In love, finally in love.
Did anybody get you off? I see no one's gotten you waters. I'll make sure someone comes back and get you water.
I may just be a postman on my postal beat, and I see that someone set up a restaurant for you, popped up in the middle of the street. But I've been delivering things all day around this town, and I can tell you two are perfect for each other. Also, stop following me around. You're in love.
In love with the baby.
Maybe it's love.
You're in love.
And now our love is definitely not maybe.
You're in love.
I know. I know it's true. I'm definitely in love with you.
Our specials are written on these pieces of paper.
Just that chicken parm.
We brought you spaghetti.
No, take back spaghetti.
I only like my mom's spaghetti.
My name is Ben, and I'll be at your table.
He's playing and the their arms are heavy.
Take one and then of this spaghetti. Both of you meet in the middle.
I'll have this noodle just once, just one time.
Don't. Their arms are heavy. There's love on their sweaters already. They're eating spaghetti.
In love.
Finally in love.
Definitely.
So deeply, fully, and committed in our love.
We'd appreciate any kind of positive Yelp reviews.
20% is the standard, sir.
I admit it was my ingenuity that let me fall in love with you and give 25% gratuity.
Oh my gosh!
And a piece of fruit as well!
He's so generous!
A piece of fruit? What are we supposed to do with the fruit?
I don't know, but we gave him all the food and things in the wrong order, so well, I'm glad we got a good gratuity.
Let's try the fruit. Samantha.
Yes, Philip?
It's our time. To admit that we're meant to be together forever, but there's another door waiting, and I want you to knock on it this time, because I'll have your back just like you had mine.
Knock, knock, knock. Oh, yeah, there it is.
Hello? Did someone say knock, knock, knock outside my door?
Yeah,
sorry,
we were working up
to it.
I'm
still wearing my lab coat. I just got back from the science office.
Listen, something terrible is happening in this town. People are getting Xboxes they didn't ask for. And if only we could drive them away with some sort of powerful force and send them somewhere else so this town could be peaceful.
Yeah.
Like it knows it can be.
Yeah, Clyde, is it? I see on your lab coat there.
Yeah. Thanks for talking about my name on my lab coat and not my name on my shirt. Because my name is not
The Strokes. No, we know, because we know everything about the Strokes. And everybody would never ask you to say anything more about them.
Everybody loves the Strokes.
I know a lot about the Strokes. They play guitars and drums.
Yes, no, Clyde, we all know everything about the Strokes,
yeah,
but...
why are you talking about the Strokes?
Are you saying, wait, are you from the small town science lab of Gary, Indiana?
I am. Yeah, I am, but honestly, I'm having a kind of bad day, because we invented time travel, but it only goes to the Elizabethan era, and it's useless, I tell you, useless!
Wait, it's not! Is your portal to time powerful enough to suck matter from around this town?
Yeah, obviously.
Good. I thought that might obviously be the case.
Samantha, you're having an idea.
That's right. I think we can use this portal and send all the Xboxes to Elizabethan time so that we can live in peace. They won't know what to do with them. They don't have electricity. They'll just be weird boxes.
They won't
and
even
it
be
definitely
able to
won't
plug
affect
them in.
Anything in the future.
Wait. Are you saying we just send this stuff back and they're like, ooh, look what we've got. I assume all of these boxes came from divine, they came from God. And we just leave them there and it makes our town much better. Is that what you're saying? And is there spaghetti on your sweaters?
Sorry.
That would be Deus Ex Boxica. It's a small town, we do small town science! Everyone, we need to open the portal to suck all the Xboxes in the town back to the Elizabethan time.
Makes sense, small science!
I'll plug some of the equipment in. I'll flip some switches.
Do it!
You gotta do it. And you've gotta do it fast. You gotta send those Xbox flying to the past. And even though right now this idea may not compute, you've gotta listen to Clyde and his very short commute.
Deus
Xboxina.
Showed up, and they're scary and tough, except for a fourth dude who looks like he's about 14.
Philip, talk to your brother.
Get him, Tyler. They got a plan to stop all our Xboxes, and we can't let that. We have to stop them.
Can't stop him. Don't worry.
I can stop this guy. He's my little brother.
Damn. Tyler, we've got to take the Xboxes away.
Philip,
gotta send him into the past. It's the only way to save Gary, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana.
Philip, I just keep trying to find a thing for myself, and you just keep fucking it up at every turn.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to do that. It's just that I've been on a journey myself, and now I know I want to keep Gary peaceful because I want to settle down here.
Is that girl your Shapoopy?
That's right.
The one who's hard to get. Tyler, I know that all this science stuff may be crazy, but you have to understand these Xboxes are going to turn Indiana into a thing that is barely recognizable from the Indiana we know.
I mean, I feel like there are probably other factors at work.
Definitely, but maybe in Gary, Indiana, it's just about this. I don't know.
All journeys start with the first step of throwing all the Xboxes in a portal back through Elizabethan time.
And looking at all the problems that we face.
Yeah, we're about to dig down deep into the systematic things that have caused violence, but we're going to start with a single Xbox into the past step.
I mean,
I feel like the video game argument is a little bit of a distraction, but I'm listening.
It definitely can be, for sure.
I mean, there is no causal link between violent video games and violent behavior, but we gotta do something.
Isn't it worth a try just to keep momentum going?
I mean, when you think about it,
look.
76 different things it could be. But we only have one idea.
And 76 things could change history. But isn't it worth doing this one thing and just seeing?
My name is Malcolm and I'm eating a ham hock. What's this here portal? What the fuck is Bioshock? Well, I'm pissed off at all of my bosses. I might as well play this PS4 version Shadow of Colossus. What's this? A new beginning. I feel like plugging in and winning. This will change this here course of time. And Malcolm, the least of beast in times of mine. Gather round, folks.
Plug in.
To what?
A pig or cow.
All right.
Just in their skin. Yes, the blood will run down into this cord and we will murder and kill and never be bored.
You're saying plug and play.
Plug and play.
Just plug and play. Take what you've got in front of you and seize the day when you plug and play.
Send video games to the past. And now in the future everything is bright that you would barely recognize. Gary, Indiana, day or night. And now it's
barely Indiana, barely Indiana, barely Indiana.
The Serene was also an album by Michael Jackson.
Barely Indiana, barely Indiana, barely Indiana. A place of peace.
All of the people here, from the chicken sandwiches to the farm beasts in barely Indiana, barely Indiana, barely Indiana. A place of peace.
The end! We'll be right back. That's Barely Indiana, the musical.
We'll be back after this.
Hi, my name's Matt Gourley.
My name is Mark McConville.
And we do a podcast called Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Every Tuesday night, the Pistol Shrimps play basketball. They're a women's team in the recreational leagues here in Los Angeles, California.
And we bring a table, some microphones, and our very selves to call play-by-play basketball action.
Mostly we talk about what we want to talk about while basketball's happening, because but occasionally there's action that needs to be reported on, and we do that.
But we don't know anything about sports, so if you are not a sports person, good. If you are, good. This thing's literally made for every human being on this, our planet.
Listen to Pistol Shrimps Radio every Wednesday on Earwolf. Get it?
Oh, welcome back.
Matt, Arnie, Adel, thank you so much for doing the show.
Thanks for having us.
Oh,
great.
My gosh, what a joy. We got the real pleasure of being on Hello from the Magic Tavern for a holiday episode that we made musical. And we're so happy to have you guys here on our podcast. So I feel like we got to keep the crossover going.
Yeah, we'd like to do a Magic Tavern song. Just to shout out one more time, these guys are the host of another fantastic Earwolf podcast that you should listen to called Hello from the Magic Tavern, and also writers for the company Jackbox Games, as you may have noticed.
We very subtly shoehorned it in. Look, it's not my fault that it rhymed.
Yeah, no.
It's not your fault that it's a great fault. Time, and it is a family-friendly way to use an Xbox.
It is great. Get Drawful, guys. It's really true.
Oh, yeah, Drawful's great.
It's great. What are we doing? Let's see the song. So we're gonna do a magic
tavern. Like a drinking song, you know, like.
But yeah, let's get a let's for okay. I feel like drinking songs are always about like a weird person in town. Am I wrong? It's always like. I feel like bar songs are always about like, oh, the one-legged girl from down. Like, am I wrong? Just me?
I don't think.
I'm thinking of something else.
Well, no. I don't think that doesn't exist. But the sentence "drinking songs are always about a person in town." I don't know. I mean, that didn't immediately resonate with me, but...
Because that's because it is incorrect.
You're thinking of sea shanties.
I think, yeah, or I'm thinking of like...
Sorry, I am thinking of sea shanties.
Drinking songs can be like lore, like paying homage to someone, but I also just think of them as like, you know, being about being drunk.
Camaraderie.
Camaraderie.
Let's do a magic tavern drinking song.
All right.
Here it is.
Our mouths are full and our heads are drunk, harunk, harunk, harunk. Our mouths are full and our heads are drunk, harunk, harunk, harunk. This bread is very stale, it's hard to eat a chunk. Oh, our hearts are burning, our drunken zang, harunk, harunk, harunk.
He's drunk.
We always want to go down to our favorite hole. We find a way to sit there and be whole. We find our friends who have a beer, and then we are in the clear. Honk, 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 shunk.
I like to drink wherever I do roam. I like to drink with people and I often drink alone. I drink in the evening and sometimes in the morning. What I'm saying is I think I have a problem.
Well, our hearts are full, our eyes are clear. Hear, 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 hear.
Our hearts are full, our eyes are clear. Hear, hear.
Here, well, I like to drink a root beer or even sarsaparilla. I will drink with a one-legged woman or even a one-legged fella.
Clear eyes and full hearts can't lose, halluce, halluce, halluce.
Clear eyes and full hearts can't lose, halluce, halluce, halluce.
You can drink any of the spirits, we have many kinds of booze. Oh,
clear eyes and full hearts can't lose, halluce, halluce, halluce.
Our glasses are full and they're so in our mouth. And we know we've traveled from north to south. And we have been here and we are from east and west. And we are drinking our spirits that are the best, the best.
The best, the best, the best, the best. Our spirits that are the best.
The best,
the best, the best, the best, the best. The spirits that are the best.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Lose, lose.
Can't lose, lose, lose.
Matt Young!
Yay!
I'm Ekin!
I'm Ekin!
Here, here.
Everyone, please go listen to Hello from the Magic Tavern. It's wonderful. Where can the people find you? Social media accounts, plugs. What do you want plugs?
Social media at More People Happy. Or you can follow my character account at Usador the Blue to follow more silly Magic Tavern nonsense on Twitter. You can, of course, listen to Magic Tavern anywhere you get podcasts or on Stitcher Premium. And you can also listen to me on the Improvised Star Trek podcast or on the Probe podcast.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. And CoreCast.
CoreCast.
And CoreCast. CoreCast. We're yeah, my favorite.
You can also listen to, on Stitcher Premium, you can listen to Offices and Bosses, the Magic Tavern spinoff podcast, which is a lot of fun. And you can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Arnie, M-I-S-T-E-R.
You can follow me at Adil Rafai, just Google that, I guess, or on Twitter, or at Chunt with...
You don't know how to spell it?
I've seen it done. Or at Chunt with six T's. And you can check me out at I.O. Theater in Chicago. If you're ever in town, come see World News Tonight or Revolver.
Just Google, how do I spell Adil Rafai?
And you'll see all these things. And Zach and I are going to be on... a Stitcher episode of Office and Bosses that is recording live in LA. So listen to that and get up on that Stitcher premium content. Mm-hmm. Look for us on another future episode. This episode, Magic Tavern, off book, just good pod friends.
Good pod friends. Thank you, Scott Passarella. Thank you, Engineer Brett. Thank you, Dana. We're doing a new thing that we want to try. If you could tweet at us with the hashtag off book pod, let us know an idea for a segment that you would like us to do in the end. Like we have a lot of rap segments, whatever. Really just kind of like open up your mind,
put
brain.
Something out there. Also, I do want to do a quick personal plug of a cartoon I am the voice, one of the voices for, is premiering on Amazon at the end of this month. It's called Little Big Awesome, and it's great for kids, but also really, really wild. And there's lots of little songs, so.
Get that Jessica McKenna content.
Get that Little Big
Awesome.
Get
it.
That's it.
That's it. Let's end our show as we always do. This has been CoreCast, and it's been a core blast.
And remember, Money over fruit.
Money over fruit.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.